amphetamine pills to four people.
62-year-old William Samuel Vaughn III of Largo, Maryland, was indicted on Wednesday and arrested yesterday. According to the 66-count indictment, Vaughn was a physician at an urgent care center in Potomac. Prosecutors say between January 2014 and June of 2017, Vaughn prescribed amphetamine outside the usual course of professional practice and without a legitimate medical purpose. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Nearly 500 animals have been rescued after the sheriff's office discovered hundreds of neglected sheep, goats, rabbits, chickens, and more on a 40-acre Virginia farm, even a mobile home packed with chickens, birds, and garbage. The property owner's son says the farm's been a dumping ground for unwanted pets, adding his 77-year-old mother was trying to save them all. No word yet on any charges, says the sheriff's office in Louisa. Checking your money, Dow opens the day at 24,272, NASDAQ at 6,874. In sports, the Redskins lose again to the Cowboys 38-14. Caps fall to the Kings 5-2. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant. Chris Plant.
That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Potomac Petals and Plants is your one-stop holiday spot for all your Christmas decorating needs, including fresh-cut flowers, Christmas trees, string lights, ornaments, garlands, poinsettias, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out to Loudoun County, crews with the crash on Braddock Road at Gum Spring Road. Now, it does slow in each direction, so do watch for police at the scene of this crash. Again, Braddock Road at Gum Spring Road. We're doing great on 95 this morning. Stafford up to the Beltway, barely any delay there. Once up onto the Beltway, though, through Annandale, heavy, and then the next set of delays just as you approach and get on the American Legion Bridge. George Washington Parkway. Looks like we have an issue now. Southbound GW Parkway. We had the volume overlooks down to the Key Bridge. Now it's stopped at the second overlooks. Very slow. Crews are now en route to see if there's something along the way. Again, that's on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway. Heading through McLean on Old Dominion Drive. Delays getting up to Kirby Road due to a crash. In Gaithersburg, closed because of utility pole wires down. That's going to be 355 just north of Gaithersburg High School, and that's closed in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting on this Friday, we've got lots of sunshine, low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight, low 35. Look for that sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. We'll bump it up to the mid to upper 50s for our Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 46 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, hold tight. The number crunchers on the WMAL Radiothon for the Fisher House are digging through everything right now. Joining us in mere moments, we'll talk to a guest from Leonardo. Going to find out where we are on that total as they seek to match the first $50,000. We really appreciate the generosity of our WMAL family members. Thanks to Craig from Spotsylvania for his $2,000 Fisher House donation now. And another $1,000 from Sherry in Clifton. Plus, Diane from Woodbridge and her Navy family have donated $250 and are challenging other Navy families to out-donate the Army families this morning.
I love that. That's great. That's a wonderful idea.
So there's some competition. Make sure to denote what service you're with in order to have this competition this morning if you're interested in that.
Fabulous
idea. You can make your contribution on over the phone, 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or log in to WMAL.com right now.
Just click on the big banner at the top. And also, don't forget, if you donate $10, you will house a family at a Fisher House for a day. So please don't think, oh, I can't donate $1,000. You know, I'm not going to bother. If you donate $5 and someone else donates $5 together, you guys are helping a military family. So no donation's too small. So please don't be intimidated by saying, oh, I need $1,000. All right, let's make it a little bit smarter while we're at it. Joining us now is Brian Riedel. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Brian, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about this tax bill. When I went to bed last night, I thought, yay, we've got it. We're going to be great. We're going to have a tax reform. And then I woke up this morning and thought, yeah, maybe not. Now it looks like they're going to be pushing this back to 11 o'clock this morning. Do you see this by the end of the day having a tax bill?
I think it's about a 50-50 shot. The difference between the tax bill and the health care bill is I think most Republicans want to get to yes on this bill. I think the holdouts are trying to find a solution in good faith. And so I would assume, you know, Senators Corker and Flake, who are right now kind of pushing some of the opposition, I think we'll probably get there. But I've been wrong before, so don't quote me on that.
What are the holdups? I mean, what are the things that the senators are getting hung up on this morning, and sort of what are the danger zones as they negotiate the final stages?
Well, a lot of the issues right now is the deficits. The dynamic score came in yesterday, which incorporates the growth revenues, and it showed that economic growth would cut the cost from about $1.5 trillion over 10 years to $1 trillion over 10 years. And Senator Corker and Senator Flake and others believe that cost is too high. They were hoping the dynamic score would recuperate more of the cost. And so they're looking for ways to cut the cost down. And there's other issues, right? Senator Rubio and Lee are looking to expand the child credit, possibly by weakening the corporate tax rate cut. And so there's a lot of balls in the air right now.
You know, we keep hearing about the deficit, and I understand that Republicans are going to be much more concerned about the deficit, which is, I think, very responsible. However, there was a letter sent by over 100 economists that said, pass the bill, was sent to Congress, said, pass this bill because even 0.4% of growth will wipe out any deficit concerns. Are they taking that seriously, or is that just not something they're willing to gamble on?
Well, I think the deficit concerns are real. I think it's unlikely that this bill will pay for itself in growth. I think you will get growth revenues. I don't think it'll pay for itself. At the same time, I think we do need to put the deficit numbers in perspective. You know, the base, if this runs a $1 trillion deficit over 10 years, that's the difference between a $10 trillion deficit and an $11 trillion deficit. So it's not like this bill is going to single-handedly create a debt crisis. Basically, we have an $82 trillion Social Security and Medicare deficit over the next 30 years. That's what's going to drive the debt crisis. $1 trillion in tax cuts is a rounding error compared to the deficit we're facing in those programs.
Right.
Now, it's still okay to oppose the bill and say, I don't want to add a dollar in deficits if that's the problem. But again, some perspective is important.
Right, and the president is expecting to take on entitlements next year. With that, at least that's the plan. You look at the kind of the growth estimates. I wonder how much this year's growth plays into the consideration, because you know the third quarter was just revised upwards to 3.3% GDP growth. Is that the type of thing that we can expect to be sustained? And if so, why isn't that the way that these are being scored?
It's tough to sustain 3.3% growth long-term without some structural changes in the economy. I think right now it's a positive development. I wouldn't assume that it's the trend line right now, but, you know, if we get some, if we get good tax reform, if we actually bring the corporate tax code into the 21st century, we could definitely get more growth than the 2% rate we had under President Obama, where we, people were getting excited about 1.9 and 2.0. We can definitely get closer to 3 if we do this right.
Well, getting the corporate tax rate right is obviously a big part of that, as you said. There's been conversations over the last few days about building in some triggers. If the economic growth is not quite where it needs to be, that taxes would then go up. For a lot of people, that seems insane. If the economy's slow, taxes will go up. And also, we're offering businesses uncertainty that they don't know if their tax bill is going to go up in future years. What's the status of that plan?
Well, it turns out they can't do the trigger because the parliamentarian ruled that a reconciliation bill does not have the jurisdiction to do the tax trigger. And your opposition to it is exactly right. First off, revenues could underperform for a lot of reasons, like a recession, and you would not respond to a recession by automatically raising taxes. That's the dumbest thing possible. Second, as you say, you can't have the tax rates jumping up and down every year based on the economy. You need some stability and predictability. I sympathize with the idea that we want to build in a fail-safe on deficits, but I think the tax trigger is a pretty clueless way to do it.
You know, we've talked before with people like Larry Kudlow, who's been advising the White House on taxes, and he's got a rare idea, and I haven't heard a lot of other people enunciate it, which is the parliamentarian can be ignored. Mike Pence is capable of overruling the parliamentarian's judgment on reconciliation. Do you have any indication that the White House would even do something like that if they came within spitting distance of being able to pass this?
You know, that reminds me of when Bob Dole was majority leader in the Senate. He fired the parliamentarian and basically wouldn't hire a new one until he got assurance that parliamentarian would rule in his favor. I haven't seen any indication of that. Frankly, that seems something that I wouldn't be surprised in certain instances if Republicans did that, because, you know, I think it's the kind of thing Democrats would do. But, you know, I don't think Republicans are there yet, but if the parliamentarian is wrong, I have no problem overruling the parliamentarian in that instance.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. So the White House has an ace in the hole, that's all we're saying.
They do. I mean, this is a card they could play, and frankly, politically, people in, you know, a voter in Kansas isn't going to care about the parliamentarian being overruled. They're going to care that they got a tax cut.
Right. Brian Riedel, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. The WMAL Radiothon continues as we raise money here for Fisher House, such a great cause to take care of our wounded warriors and their families as they go through some of the toughest times in their life. You can be a part of helping them. 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or go to WMAL.com. Stay tuned here. Our guest from Leonardo joins us in a moment. It's 8:15 now, though. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
McLean commuters, the crash on Old Dominion Drive as you come up toward Kirby Road. That's the culprit for those delays. Once you get past, obviously, it's going to be a better pace. So Old Dominion at Kirby for the incident, out to Loudoun County. Braddock Road at Gum Spring Road for the crash, slows each direction there. Now, on the Beltway, Virginia, as you head north of the toll road, up ahead, you're going to see a little bit of volume start to form near the Georgetown Pike to cross the Legion Bridge. Had a minor crash before River Road that was quickly cleared. So it's going to be a little extra time, but not too much there. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound near the overlooks before you get down to the Key Bridge, crews were looking for a report of a crash in that stretch. 270, Urbana, Hyattstown, still bunched up. Again in Germantown, a little bit of stop and go in Gaithersburg. But for that stretch in Gaithersburg to Rockville, a good option to avoid 355, which remains closed in each direction because of utility pole and wire. It's closed between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue that puts it north of Gaithersburg High School. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Currently, it's abundant sunshine today. It'll be high in the low to mid-50s. Tonight, clear skies, low of 35. Tomorrow, we'll have sunshine and clouds mixed with a high in the low to mid-50s. And then on Sunday, there'll be some sunshine. It'll be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 48, 817 on WMAL.
Stop clicking around this fall and start actually clicking with other people. Call or text the dating experts at 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
All right, well, as we've been telling you this morning, our friends at Leonardo have been helping us with the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon with their Leonardo Challenge. They'll generously match the first $50,000 in donations from you, our WMAL listeners. So that's why we have you calling 301, or make that, scratch that, make that 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or go to WMAL.com. Happy now for to bring in from Leonardo, Joe Militano. He's their Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? You got a beautiful day in Washington for people to give to the Fisher House.
Thank you so much for supporting it. I'm happy to report at this moment that the fundraising total has reached $50,000. It's just over $50,000, right? $50,288. And thank you so much to the folks over there at Leonardo, Joe, for throwing in another $50,000, meaning we've pushed this now over $100,000. Tell us why you got involved in this.
Well, you know, the Fisher House, of course, I'm sure you've told everyone, your listeners, what they do. But what some folks may not know is that there are now more troops married and with families than at any point in U.S. history. Which means there's a lot of families impacted by wounded warriors in ways that we've never seen before. If you add to the fact that over the past 15 years, there's been multiple deployments by individuals, both men and women in the armed services overseas, you can only imagine the strain on families. So when one of them gets wounded, think about how terrible it would be to know that your loved one was somewhere else in a military hospital and you didn't have the funds to either go visit and stay with them as they recuperate. So I'm sure America and their Washingtonians this morning want to reach out and try to put a warm blanket around some of those families and bring them to see their loved ones who served our country. And that's why we're in it. We could find no better cause than to support an organization like Fisher House.
Yeah, I mean, and to give some indication, I mean, it's not that you've just started supporting Fisher House. This is the seventh year that you've been doing the Leonardo Challenge match. And it means so much to those families. Tell us more about sort of your experience with Fisher House and what you've seen over the years.
Well, of course, what you witness is families who are desperately in need to reach out to loved ones who you want to convalesce in the quickest amount of time possible, who served their nation proudly and bravely. And when you see these families joined inside some of these, essentially an upscale hotel is the equivalent of what Fisher House does, the transportation, food, this becomes their temporary home as they're in contiguous to the hospitals where their loved ones are being rehabilitated. So, you know, the look in their faces and to know that they're expediting the rehabilitation of one of the armed services is all that you could hope for. As someone who contributes to a great organization like Fisher House, that again, that's why we're in it. I think that's why all your listeners want to be in it. And I think on this beautiful day in Washington, what a great time to dig into your wallet and do something that makes everyone feel good and help support our nation.
Yeah, how did Leonardo get involved with Fisher House? Like, what spurred your involvement with this? Was such a generous donation?
Well, Leonardo is a defense contractor, Leonardo DRS, I should say, and 95 to 97% of all of our corporate giving goes to various programs to support our troops. So you'd expect to see that the defense contractors in particular would step up to the cause. And just to play out a few other commercials, organizations like the Armed Services YMCA that provide family services, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, or TAPS,
right.
You know, these are the fallen warriors. There's a number of organizations that Americans and Washingtonians can step up to. So Fisher House has always been right up there on the top of our list as one of the very best. And we intend to continue that relationship. And, certainly we feel the responsibility as a defense contractor to step up to the plate and make sure that we're giving as much as we can to support our troops. So that's how this works for us, and we hope to continue it well into the future.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for matching the generosity of our listeners this morning, up over $50,000 at this point, and your $50,000 contribution brings it up over to over $100,000. Joe, thank you again.
Fantastic. Keep it going, folks.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Joe.
Let's get it to a million. Do you think we can do that by 9 o'clock? Try $1 million.
Well, listen, we had Diane from Woodbridge and her Navy family challenging the Army family. So if you donate, if you're from a military family, let them know which branch. And she has thrown down the gauntlet for a little challenge.
This is where having come from a Marine family. This is where the Marine families come in over the top.
Ah, there you go. It's 8:23 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, Black Friday may have come and gone, but you know, you can still save big at Mattress Warehouse. They have extended their Black Friday sale through this week. Now, here's the deal. You probably need a new mattress, especially if you're not sleeping well at night. Don't trust Santa to bring you a new mattress. Go to Mattress Warehouse, try the bed match system, and get the mattress that is the best for you. And do you know they make them more affordable? You can get Tempur-Pedic with payments as low as $22 a month, and they have other incredible savings that you don't want to miss. Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse near you.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics of America right now for your free consultation. Call 800-881-5252, 800-881-5252. That's 800-881-5252.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news. We have stocks all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open up.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Guess what? No delay. You look good each direction. Friday light. I love it. We do have some issues around the region. Let's go out to Loudoun County, where we're still under police direction. Braddock Road at Gum Spring Road. McLean, Old Dominion Drive at Kirby Road for the crash. Now, on the George Washington Parkway, I've been watching these delays kind of ebb and flow as you head past the overlooks down to the Key Bridge. Park police say, nope, if there was something there, not now. And the pace is actually getting better. Do have some volume, though, getting into Georgetown, coming off of Canal Road, Foxhall Road, where they merged to go past the university, had a crash reported there, so do keep alert. College Park, coming off of 95, merging onto the outer loop, thinking, where is everyone? A little bit lighter. You'll hit the volume, though, just past New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. And for 270, your delay still Urbana, Hyattstown, as you head briefly in through Germantown and Gaithersburg. And now, update sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next look at rain might be on Tuesday. We'll carry sunshine throughout our Friday. Hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, low 35. Low to mid-50s tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry, because my friends over at Renters Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renters Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renters Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family and loved ones.
NOVAC encourages you to donate today at WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening, responding.
Here.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Big thanks to some people who have donated to the WMAL Radioathon with Fisher House. Jacob in Fairfax stayed at the Fort Gordon Fisher House several years ago and just made a $200 donation. So thank you so much to Jacob. And you've got some good numbers, right?
I do have some good news. The total now brought up to $120,000, $123,000.
Let's keep it going.
Unbelievable. Let's keep this thing going. You can 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or WMAL.com. It's 830. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump has called the not guilty verdict in the murder of Kate Steinle in San Francisco disgraceful.
The president has already tweeted three times about the verdict just this morning. The first one using it as a justification to build the border wall. The second one, he's upset that the defendant's criminal past was not allowed to be brought up during the trial.
Correspondent Dan Simon, the Steinle family says the system failed Kate from the start. Prince George's County Police now say there may be more victims after a local security guard's been charged with impersonating a police officer and raping a man in Langley Park. The victim was able to take a picture of the car's license plate. County police have arrested and charged 36-year-old Michael Bell of Upper Marlboro. Investigation underway now into a small plane crash in Bowie. A 72-year-old pilot clipped the trees on approach to Freeway Airport last night. The pilot was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,272, NASDAQ at 68,74. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. Painful losses. The Skins get crushed by the Cowboys last night, 38-14. Caps lose to the Kings, 5-2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? This weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now, I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
There is, of course, no better feeling in the world than to see a child's face light up and smile. So join Hadid Carpet for their annual toy drive. Just bring an unwrapped new toy, game, or gift card to any of Hadid's four locations. Or give them a call if you live within their pickup zone. They'll come and get your donation absolutely free. You can also bring your gift to Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield, where on December 9th, they'll be hosting the toy drive's main event featuring free food and drinks. You'll also be able to take a tour of Hadid's amazing facility. The Hadid team is truly passionate about helping the Child Help Foundation. ChildHelp.org has been assisting abused and neglected children since 1959. So to mark this event, they're offering 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. For details and drop-off locations, go to JoeHadid.com. Hadid's annual holiday toy drive is going on now until December 9th. Let's make this the most successful drive ever.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on all new in-stock Sig Sauer pistols. Take $20 off Cabela's slippers and get Cabela's fleece jackets for the family just $19.99. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg, a change for the better. Crews have been working for hours trying to take care of a downed utility pole and wires. They've finally reopened some of the lanes, but it's on the northbound side only. So northbound, north of Gaithersburg High School, you're able to continue through. That's where the closure had been in each direction. Still, though, southbound, the closure is in place between Chestnut Street and North Summit Avenue. So you could use, say, East Diamond Avenue over to Summit as a workaround or over to 270. But again, 355 northbound open. Southbound still remains closed. They say that might be closed until about noon, 1 o'clock this afternoon. All right, elsewhere we go on the George Washington Parkway. Now we're focusing northbound in McLean. As you come up through to the Beltway, that's where we have the crash reported before you get to those Beltway exits. Into Georgetown, Canal Road, Foxhall Road, that was slow getting in toward Georgetown University due to the crash there. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, hitting the delays not until you get to New Hampshire Avenue, to Georgia Avenue. Inside the Beltway, Connecticut Avenue, south of East-West Highway. Those three lanes, they're so narrow, so it's tough dealing with that anyway. Broken down near Bradley Lane, blocks the right lane of the three, southbound Connecticut Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure through the weekend. That brings plenty of sunshine for our Friday. Low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, low around 35. Tomorrow, sunshine, clouds mixing. Low to mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 48 degrees with sunshine at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
Morning. Happy Friday. Yes, we are in the midst of the WMAL Fisher House Marathon, Radio Marathon, and we're trying to break records here. That's what Vince and I are trying to do right now. We are trying to break records, and we need
no big
your
deal.
Help.
A little bit of record breaking.
Come on. We need your help to support our troops. Just $10. $10 will house a military family for a day at a Fisher House where their loved one is undergoing some kind of medical treatment, and it's just an amazing
right.
help. You'll hear the stories all day.
Or, you know, as we've talked about a little bit this morning, helping a family who's going through the toughest sacrifice, which is with the dignified transfer yes. of remains. The Fisher House at Dover Air Force Base is there to support those families. Imagine being in a position that, like they are, and having to receive their fallen hero, loved one,
yeah.
back here in the United States, and then having to pay a hotel fee or something like that. We don't want that. We want to take care of those families the way they've taken care of us, and donating to the Fisher House actually does that. It's an incredible gift that'll really help a family that's helped us.
And some thanks here to Patricia in Fairfax, Neil from McLean. We also have, I hope I pronounce this right, Leitch Heating and Air, Elliot from Gaithersburg, all made $1,000 donations. Some of those were made online. Go to WMAL.com, click on the banner at the top of our page. You can make your donation right there online, or you can call 888-294-8560. And a big, huge thank you to Leonardo, who donated, who is matching the first $50,000
right.
in donations.
And
so,
got us up to just under $121,000 at this hour. Thank you. Please help. It's a very worthy cause. I want to talk about.
I actually have one more.
Go
just
for
one
it,
more
please.
Here, very quickly. First of all, we also had a challenge thrown down by a Navy family.
That's right.
To for the other branches of the military to beat the Navy family donations. So we've got a throwdown here. She said Army Navy because obviously that's a big rivalry. But
right.
Vince, you threw in the Marines.
Yes.
So
I'm sure the Air Force is wondering where in the Coast Guard are saying, hey, what about us? We can beat this thing, too.
Exactly. So get in on it. Also, Mark in Hamilton, Virginia, has set up a recurring monthly donation. So he's supporting Fisher House all year long, and you can do that online and help support the Fisher House Radio-a-thon. Again, WMAL.com. Click on the red banner at the top, and I'm sure if you call them at 888-294-8560 and tell them, you know what, you want to set it up as a monthly donation, a recurring thing over the month, you know, month to month, and support them all year long. Sure, they're pretty much capable of helping you out with that.
All right, so this is a good transition because this is a really valuable Christmas gift. Obviously, you can make a donation in somebody else's name if you'd like, and in order to make, if you can't think of what to get them, this is a pretty good start, a Fisher House donation. And you know, the President of the United States yesterday, he's been so happy to finally get out and be saying in the biggest, boldest, goldest letters that he could possibly say, Merry Christmas. Remember the old Trump campaign promise that we're going to say Merry Christmas again? Well, he's been just every opportunity he's had now, from his Christmas card, his official Christmas card, to yesterday at the tree lighting ceremony, just Mr. Merry Christmas. Listen to the President of the United States not only saying Merry Christmas, but reflecting on the meaning of this season yesterday. This is him during the tree lighting ceremony.
For Christians, this is a holy season, the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Their baby son and the most extraordinary gift of all, the gift of God's love for all of humanity. Whatever our beliefs, we know that the birth of Jesus Christ and the story of this incredible life forever changed the course of human history. There's hardly an aspect of our lives today that his life has not touched: art, music, culture, law, and our respect for the sacred dignity of every person everywhere in the world.
Now, is there any question in your mind that the President of the United States sought to make a very strong statement with that speech yesterday? That, I mean, look, presidents
by and large, just as a routine matter, honor holidays, especially religious holidays. They'll release statements from the White House. They'll kind of address sort of, you know, what the Muslim faith is and what the Jewish faith is, what the Christian faith is. President Trump went out there yesterday and made a declaratory extended statement about the impact of Jesus Christ on all of humanity in the lead up to the Christmas season, in the beginning of the Christmas season here with this tree lighting ceremony. I thought it was a big deal.
I thought it was a phenomenal deal. And also, the Trump family Christmas cards that they're sending out from the White House say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, as opposed to previous presidents who preferred Happy Holidays.
Some people very excited about that change. More on the Fisher House in a moment. Keep talking to you about that. 8:43 now on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
All right, hang tight as we support the Fisher House this morning. We'll be joined by a Gold Star father in mere moments. It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sounds good, Vince. Let's start Gaithersburg real quick, just in case you missed it. We have a change for the better. Still, crews are working with the down pole and wires, but they've reopened the northbound lanes of 355, just north of Gaithersburg High School, so you can use the northbound lanes of 355. Now, southbound, they still have those closed between Chestnut Street and North Summit Street. They expect, hopefully, between noon, 1 o'clock to get that reopened. Car fire, quite traumatic here, Maryland, on Route 100. Westbound as you come up to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just a standstill trying to get past there. Not related, but a separate incident. It's going to be eastbound 100 on the exit ramp to I-95. Virginia 95, great. Almost wide open here out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting on this Friday, we've got lots of sunshine, low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Look for that sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. We'll bump it up to the mid to upper 50s for our Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
All right, joining us now is Tom McDonough. He's a Gold Star father, the father of Brian McDonough, who was killed in action. Tom, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning and helping us support the Fisher House Foundation.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you, Tom. Can you take us back, would you, and tell us about Brian McDonough, your son, and about his experience?
You know, Brian was
a guy who decided to join the military after the war started in Iraq. He was 18 years old, and he saw the first casualties coming in, and they were guys in their 30s with families, and he just thought that they were the wrong guys to fight the war. He thought it should be young, single guys like him. And we kind of thought, well, it doesn't need to be you. And his answer was, if not me, then who? And so he joined in September of 2003. He got deployed to Iraq in October of 2005.
And in 2006, he was in Fallujah, correct?
He was. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the anniversary of his death is tomorrow.
Oh, we spoke with a Gold Star mother who's the anniversary of her sons. She refers to it as his angel day was today. So this is, I can't imagine what it is like this time of year. How did Fisher House step in to help get you through this?
Well, Brian was killed in an IED incident, and the passenger, he was the driver of the Humvee, the front seat passenger side, was a guy by the name of Sergeant John Creasel, lost both of his legs. And his recovery was at Walter Reed, and he was there for 9 months, and his family was able to stay at this wonderful place that they told us about called Fisher House. And really, because of that, that's how we became acquainted with Fisher. Also decided that that's something we wanted to be involved in.
So much so that you're were the chair for the Minneapolis Fisher House.
That's correct. Yep, we wanted to do something, and what we really wanted to do was to provide assistance for our military and their families. And Fisher House perfectly fit that bill.
Now, can I ask? You know, Tom. We talked a little bit about how the Fisher House now supports the dignified transfer of remains by having a Fisher House at Dover. Tell us about your experience. Was that available at the time, and did you receive your son at Dover?
It wasn't available at the time, and we didn't receive our son. The main reason was it was a medical issue. I'd just gotten out of the hospital the day before Brian was killed, and I wasn't able to travel.
I see, but what would, you know, for families that can go through that, how important is it, do you think, for them to have that resource?
I think it's a pretty big deal. I think that it's a time that it's an indescribable event. And I think to have the support of people, I guess like-minded people, and of course the Fisher House folks is a tremendous thing to our families.
Now, you've worked, of course, as we were just saying, as the chairperson for the Minneapolis Fisher House. Tell us about how your experience has translated into your ability to help some of the families that you have met in the course of your work there.
You know, I think that that the families we meet, they're dealing with somebody who's been through something pretty traumatic. That's a polytrauma center at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. I think that knowing that we've been through those things, I tell you what, it just feels like there's a little kinship there, and it's amazing how grateful everybody is there.
Well, we really want to thank you for you continuing your son's service through the support of the Fisher House, and thank you for telling your story this morning. It certainly means a lot to us and to the Fisher House community.
And also thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you, and thanks for what you do for our military and for Fisher House.
Thank you so much, Tom. You can support families like Tom's by calling Fisher House this morning at 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or going to WMAL.com right now and making that donation. Again, it's an excellent Christmas gift. If you're not sure what to get somebody, make a donation in their name. It's 851 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is peanut butter healthy? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Peanut butter is rich in heart-healthy fats and is a good source of protein, says nutritionist Lisa Dreher. You also get vitamins B and E, as well as iron and potassium. But the healthiest peanut butter is just made from peanuts, while added salt, sugar, and oils can really change its nutritional profile. Nuts, including peanuts, which are technically legumes, have been associated with a lower risk of heart disease, cancer, and premature death. Best bet, though, stick with plain peanut butter, creamy or crunchy. Once you start adding chocolate or honey or maple syrup, those calories and that sugar are going to add up fast. Finally, a pro tip from me, a frequent traveler. You cannot bring a whole jar of peanut butter onto a plane in your carry-on bag. Delicious as it might be, TSA still thinks it's a fluid, and you're going to have to check it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Gaithersburg, what I've been talking about all morning, here's the update. Northbound lanes of 355 have been reopened north as you head past Gaithersburg High School, so you can continue north past Summit Avenue. Southbound, however, closure still in place. You cannot use southbound 355. They hope around noon, 1 o'clock, they can get those lanes reopened. Over to 270, just have a little bit of volume remaining with us, Urbana-Hyattstown, and as you head into Germantown and Gaithersburg, but still works as a good option for you. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we've had a fine morning heading through Laurel and down toward the Beltway. Still some volume in Laurel, and now inside the Beltway, jammed to the crash, southbound BW Parkway, right at the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Maryland heads up with a car fire. Want to try to avoid Route 100. It's at a standstill westbound right near the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's a long lineup there. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure through the weekend. That brings plenty of sunshine for our Friday. Low to mid-50s. Clear tonight. Low around 35. Tomorrow, sunshine. Clouds mixing. Low to mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s Sunday. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
So when I think about the world I want for my children, I want them to be safe
That's why I decided to switch careers and pursue my Master of Science in Cybersecurity. The reason I picked UMUC was because that program had a good reputation in the industry. And now I come home every day and feel like what I'm doing matters. To make a difference for my family, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn your dreams, like Kate Reich's, into reality. University of Maryland University College is designated as a center of excellence in information assurance education by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your cyber career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Find out how UMUC can work for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Cyber Monday deals November 26th and 27th. Enter the code MONDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
All right, keep those contributions coming. 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or WMAL.com. Helping out the Fisher House. Grand total right now, $137,139 this morning. Chris Plant's going to carry on the banner. Keep on contributing.
Not so bad, not so bad. Maybe Matt Lauer could contribute something. He's asking for $30 million from NBC News to walk away. Because he's such a good guy. Look, I've run out of time again.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Barbara Britt. Investigation into the graduation scandal at Ballou High School here in the district is growing after reports uncovered more than a third of high school seniors who graduated from Ballou last year missed more than 3 months of class.
I do know that the chairman of the education task force, David Grasso, Councilmember Grasso, he has called for a public oversight. He wants to hold a hearing on December 15th. Hopefully then we can find out some more information and find out what was actually going on.
Ashley Carter with the D.C. Board of Education on the Larry O'Connor Show. Crucial final vote planned today on the $1.4 trillion Senate tax bill.
Third quarter economic growth came in at about 3.3%. That's pretty good. The argument against these corporate tax cuts is, why don't we wait until we really need a boost to economic growth, hold it in our back pocket, and then cut corporate taxes when it's really needed, potentially in a downturn.
Correspondent Christina Alishi. Mexican citizen Jose Zarate has been found by a jury to be not guilty of murdering Kate Steinle in San Francisco.
The case became a flashpoint during the presidential campaign and led to a heated national debate over sanctuary cities. At the center, Jose Ines Garcia Zarate, an undocumented immigrant. Deported 5 times to Mexico, 7 felonies on his record.
And now found not guilty, Justice Department reportedly reviewing possible federal charges against Zarate. Correspondent Dan Simon there. Medical marijuana will soon be for sale in Maryland.
Medical marijuana dispensaries all over Maryland are preparing to open for business. Rye Silver Spring cut the ribbon on its facility Tuesday. The co-owner, Andy Grossman, says they hope to open in the next few days, but can't be sure.
There's lots of factors that come in. There's 14 growers in the state, and not all of the growers are ready to sell their product.
But one is almost there. He says Rise is excited to be preparing for opening day.
This is about the patients of Maryland. They have been waiting for 4 years to get relief.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
National monuments on the Mall being inspected today following yesterday's earthquake. Any possible damage?
You may recall back in 2011, a magnitude 5.8 earthquake in Virginia caused an estimated $15 million in damage to the Washington Monument, forcing it to close for 2.5 years. Thursday's earthquake, which originated in Delaware, was a 4.1, but Michael Litteris with the National Park Service says they're not taking any chances.